too.
That's a pretty nice picture.
That's for his grandma because she sent him all sorts of new pretty clothes. He's been promising to do this for weeks.
How old are you, Brucey? 4 and a half? 4?
Thank you.
lost and arrived 10 minutes early. I found nobody, so I thought before I try it again, I better give you a call.
I just barely made it. I told you Thursdays were not my day. Although
yeah, I know.
Better than normal Thursday. Usually I have someone baking on hold in the morning until noon. Then I get lunch for her when she comes home. And we dash out. She's been expecting a baby. And so we dash over to her house and put the kids to bed. Then she goes to the doctor. Then she comes back and I go out. So by 4 o'clock on Thursday,
sort of warm.
Thursday's not my day.
Yeah.
But she had her baby a couple days ago, so this eliminated my morning sitting, which helped a bit. Except I had to go take him down for a polio shot this morning.
Well, I found I did a 16-hour day on Tuesday that I don't approve of at all. I started lecturing at 7 o'clock in the morning to the pediatricians and ended up teaching my residents at the hospital. I was sort of at home for them on Tuesday evenings, which runs on till midnight. So they went on talking till 1.
Well, I would suspect this would be a difficulty with someone like you, because... Tuesday was grim for me because Marion called at 4 in the morning and said, get over here immediately, I've got to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So I charged over there and left this here, and then I had her kids and mine all day, the entire day, until about 11 o'clock at night, and she came home yesterday. I had the kids all that time and was trying to keep two houses clean and get a few things done in the meantime. When you called, the last time you called, I had you call on a Thursday afternoon after we were just collapsing from the whole thing, and Marion said, well, if he wants some problems, Thursday's the day for it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
Does that bother you? I have to bring it down a little. Usually the ceiling slider, you know, flex some more. Watch that, Bruce. See? See the red needle? See it?
I was quite fascinated with the films that we saw in your lecture class, and I was amazed.
Yeah, I showed the three families in that class.
Well, we saw those, and we were intrigued with them, but the thing that made me so, I don't know whether it was because we had been at all the lectures, Francisco Way special. And had, and Lee has been dabbling around in all of the fields that you were talking about for many years, and you were pulling all of them together for him, which was making him quite happy. But when there were several gals from the preschool class who had just gone to the movies, and I got so darn mad with them when I went back to school, because all they were talking about was how they did or didn't approve of what some mother or other was doing with her child.
Yes.
And this was about the extent of their understanding. So I tried to explain to them. There were a couple of them who couldn't even understand what nonverbal communication was. I mean, how can you communicate if you're not talking, you see? So I sat there through a couple of coffee mornings and decided, oh, well.
What is the sort of history of this whole problem, business, as far as you're concerned, Bruce, and so on?
Well, it depends on which problem you're talking about.
That is the one.
There are, but there being, it seems to me that they're improving a great deal. I think it stems a great deal from early infancy, when the whole general problem of interpersonal relationships and communication around this family was very poorly loused up. And it was very, very bad. And nurse him and couldn't and was quite tired and nervous and had an ass of a pediatrician who said, you feed that child every 4 hours or else, because how can I possibly do anything if you don't do what I say? And I was too dumb to know the difference back in those days, except I didn't like this guy, and Lee was saying he's hungry, and the pediatrician was saying he's getting too much to eat, and this made a real nice situation all the way around. I was ready to throw one of them out one window and one of them out the other, and I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mom, do you want one of these? Oh, thanks, honey. So that, a lot of this, I think, created a tremendous amount of tension, and I've been I'm a pretty unstable or immature character in many, many ways. Much worse back in those days. And being an only child and one who was hovered over, it just built up and got worse. But now, most of the problems most of the obvious problems are mechanical things, such as feeding and eating. I think because of and the usual problems which evolve with an only child and two adults.
Yeah.
And the child is making normal demands, and the adults are making normal demands, and there's nobody to.
How are you set, neighbor children?
Not too well.
Yeah.
We have a very poor situation. There are two little boys just about his age who are very, very fine little boys. And then there is a very, very miserable situation here, which has created an awful lot of tension and difficulties. And affected him an awful lot.
The difficulties of another family.
Well, yeah. It was the other family's problem, but
yeah.
We got involved in it, and it has been taken out on the kids. And it took away his very closest and best playmate. And this has been sort of rough. It's not too good either, because these two kids that are about the same age are on staggered shifts in kindergarten. And if one of them isn't around, he tends to be. When he definitely wants and needs kids and doesn't have them, which creates an awful lot of demand on me.
Yeah, we have an only kid.
You know the situation.
We're wrestling with that problem.
I should suspect it would be even more of a problem in a family such as yours, where your interests are so much intellectual and I would think that your level of
well, there's God. There's always the yard, after all.
Higher than ours. I mean, we like to. Well, you'll see when Lee gets home. Can be a pretty rough time, because he is wanting Daddy look good, and Daddy come play cowboys, and Daddy do this, and Daddy do that, and Daddy is nothing but a little doormat.
Mm-hmm. Wango.
With him eating's murderous, and it usually makes dinner time just ghastly, because he won't have any of this, and he won't do that,
and
he wants this, and he wants that, and we try for the most part just to ignore it now.
Eats like a horse. There's been a problem with that before.
I keep figuring someday he'll start. He's not sick.
He
lives on what he eats, I don't know. But we really don't worry too much about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure just what you were interested in doing. Bob Catter told us to call you if we were interested in working with you, and just to be able to work with you and have any part in what you were doing seemed like a very fine thought to us.
Well, that's okay by me. We have a project at the VA with outside finances, actually, that pays for the film from the Mason Foundation. studying the disruption of communication between parents and children, trying to get some idea of the various gambits that the two sides use, trying to get together, and the degree to which the gambits separate them or bring them together. There's very little been done, actually, on the actual natural history of what does happen between parents and children. I mean, the thing like that Three Families film, nobody else has done a film like that that I know of. It's very obvious, it's very accessible, ready to do, and most of what is said about parents and children is on somebody's report of what happens. So we're trying to get in and do the natural history of it a little.
There are lots of little patterns and routines which go on around here.
There are lots of them, no doubt. For example.
I'm trying to think of specific things. It gets rough when I'm sitting at some other time thinking about it. I can see these beautiful patterns of action which go on, but of course there is the obvious bedtime situation where it can be at its winning and most adorable best to worm. I mean, it can have been a monster all day long, and it's to go to bed and it doesn't want to, and it will come out with the most sweet and idyllic and winning possible ways to get it. And this is a standard mechanism, of course, but it's quite effectively done at times. You don't know what they're asking for or what the need is or what the problem is. And lots of times it seems to be a definite attempt to break up a relationship between us, between my husband and myself.
Oh, yes, you'll have that, undoubtedly. Yeah.
The pre-dinner is one pretty miserable time lots of times because he's consistently wanting a big share of his father. And so do I.
Yeah.
Particularly after I've been home all day. I mean, on a busy day, it's not as much of a problem as it is on a day when I am sitting here with no human companionship.
Yes, yes.
It's a nasty way to put it.
But these are the truths, after all.
No,
talk to my Betty, she'll say very much similar things.
The problems are certainly not out of the ordinary, except that I think that in trying to cope with it, our feelings are not so much as some people who will just say, well, the kids have their place and that's it. Because we don't really feel this way. We get mad, sure we get mad. We get darn mad and we want some time to ourselves and we say, you have had it. And it's particularly hard on Lee, who has come home and is tired and would just as soon sit down and read his paper or something. And he's real good. He won't do this. I think goes
Mommy,
beyond the limits of human endurance.
Watch him break.
What? Johnny? That's the problem.
What's that?
The kid next door.
What's the matter with the kid next door?
Well, the trouble is that there was a great deal of friction developed between parents. We were very good friends when we've only been in Palo Alto a few months, and we moved up here knowing no one. And we got to be much too close friends. And the gal next door began to get her little green ears up and pricking her little green eyes up, and it was throwing scenes all over the place. And I tried to talk to her, and my husband tried to talk to her, and the whole thing was a big fat mess. And she is incapable of understanding much of anything anyway.
Yeah.
She's a very, if she could be herself, she would be a tremendous person, but she can't be. Well, for one thing, she's got a serious hearing loss, and this in itself, I mean, she, classic personality pattern of this, but even that, anyway, that this backfired on the kids,
Mommy,
to being something terrific, and now the kids are taking out the parents' hostility, and
I want to come and see, Johnny thinks that something out there is poison oak. Something that he threw down.
There isn't any poison out there.
You mean he got it from his yard?
Well, I doubt it. Let me see. But she sort of set the kids to fighting her battles for her, and it's kind of bad because one of them is a great deal, well, not a great deal, but he's 7 compared to Brucey's 4 and a half, and
yeah,
he fights his mother's battles very subtly. When they're over here, it's, you're not my mommy, you can't tell me what to do. And it's very pointed and very obvious, and I don't have to listen to you, and there's Tawny Brucey no end. Great stuff going on. It's simmered down now to a dull roar where it's culpable with too. Things seem to be in relatively good shape at the moment, but that's a, that family situation over there is really miserable. Yeah. Well, they figure that they handle kids like playthings. Although we certainly do it at times, no question about that. We try to figure out what we're doing to some extent. They're incapable of it. They just can't see it. I mean, even when we were friends, it was quite obvious their kids were to do this at this particular time because they were to do it. And there's no relationship between the father and the children at all. The kids,
Mommy,
as far as... Yeah?
After they go out, can't we go out to the eating place?
No, we're going to have dinner home tonight, honey. I've got everything all set for it.
What time is dinner?
You want to watch Mickey Mouse?
Yes!
That sucks. But, I don't know, I feel that well, one standard thing, too, that's a real problem in this thing that occurs to me is this problem, which hasn't been nearly as evident today as it usually is, when I have company and want to talk and don't want to be interrupted. This is the time when everything goes wrong. I've got, you know, I can't get my crayon out of the box. I can't do this. I can't do that. All sorts of obvious things that he, of course, can do, but he just plain won't because he wants to bust into this thing and he doesn't like being left out. You're wrong. Quite specifically, you're wrong. This isn't, you know. But this business of my having coffee in the morning or whenever I'm trying to talk to anybody is a standard procedure for all sorts of dreamed up.
And this goes for talking to anybody, not just talking to Lee.
No, anyone.
Yeah.
We have just sort of, in many ways, sort of given up trying to do very much until bedtime, unless it's something that he can be included in, whereupon he will usually isn't interested for long enough to really carry through with it. But I notice it particularly among my friends that he can't, usually just can't stand it. Even if he's busy, he will, or on the telephone, any of these things. And my usual method is, why do you have to pick the time when I'm busy to get all these problems? I know what you're trying to do. Which he does. I mean, it's quite obvious all the way through, whether I'm even if I'm working, just doing housework or something.
Yeah.
Well, this is the time that he's got to have 5 million things done for him. And yet, on the other hand, he has a good sense of cooperation and responsibility in lots of ways of things that... anything that's really important.
How does it go in outside situations? Do you go out camping or country situations or
anything. He's been dragged around with us an awful lot.
How does it go when you go to a restaurant? Things like that.
He's usually good in a restaurant. He's quite good. At somebody else's house, it will depend. There are certain families that we visit a great deal where he feels more at home, where the problems are multiplied by about 10,000, including I want to go home, and I don't like it here, and I don't want to play with her, and why do I have to stay here, and why can't I sleep in my own house, and, you know, the rest of that routine. And, in a familiar situation, it's poor. Because
yeah.
But in a situation with kids that he likes but sees only occasionally, he does beautifully. He just has a fine time and is happy and doing what he wants to do. And will play along like mad. But in this, you may get this other family, as a matter of fact, when they get themselves straightened out, if you're still looking for people, because Bob talked to them about it.
Oh, yes.
Too.
That's this next door family.
No, not that.
They're the ones that really need to be photographed.
They're the ones that need it. No, well, this is an interesting sort of situation over here, actually. But we have a great deal to do with them, and we see a great deal of them. So he is almost, there's practically a sibling relationship between the kids. And it's sort of a subtle thing to handle and cope with, because you don't handle it like you do with friends.
No.
And it took us a long time to realize what was going on. And we have got it worked out now pretty well, but he doesn't really like to go over there very much. I mean, he likes it for a while, and then he figures he can go home. But in other situations where he's taken somewhere, in general, he adopts pretty well, except at night, if he's supposed to go to sleep, he can raise all holy Ned and be up till all hours wandering out and saying he can't sleep and all that sort of stuff. And he has been dragged around an awful lot. He's, in his tender age of 4 and a half, he's crossed the country 7 times already, plus miscellaneous trips up and down the East Coast and things like that. So he's had, in many ways, an unstable sort of physical situation. We've moved a great deal.
Yeah.
And this has all contributed to sort of not being real sure of what everything's about. But, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm in a good mood today, or maybe it's because it's Thursday and you should have caught me on Friday. things seem to be better, and